That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
Here's what's trending.
Apparently, the tortured poets department is getting people back interested in typewriters. There's mention of them in the album, and it seems to be something where it was like a nod to Matt Healy, her ex, who has on the record has said like how much he enjoys using typewriters to write.
Isn't every artsy person, you know, if you used an actual typewriter, you feel like every click and tap is something extra creative, you know?
There is something about the sound of it. There is. I mean, I never liked using electric typewriters because it always has that whirr, you know, that like fan sound that's always going. And that's less, that always just reminded me of work. But like if you could really get your hands on like a manual typewriter and with the keys, oof, that really is.
That's your love language?
That really is.
Today I farted. Cling!
It's a
so
poem.
So creative. Did you see her pop-up thing that she did out in L.A.?
No.
The Spotify, you didn't see the pop-up library she did?
No. You know what? I did see
the
that.
The centerpiece was the typewriter.
Okay. All right. Everyone was taking photos of it.
Yeah.
With it, the selfie.
Molly,
moment.
You know you want to take a selfie with that pop-up thing.
Oh. Well, in Chicago, they had some weird thing on a building. What was that?
So she was doing this across the country leading up to the album. It was QR codes in different cities, and they gave you, each day it changed, and it would give you some extra little, like, spoiler for
nugget.
What was coming.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you could go to the vintage stores in Omaha today and find an old typewriter.
Sure, you could.
Well, that's what some people are saying, is that they've seen a resurgence. Like, there's this guy down in Texas, and he's like, I'm getting blown up with phone calls. Like, all these calls of people who either are looking to have them repaired, like they've inherited them from their grandparents, and they want to get it fixed up so they can actually use it, or to see if, like, the big thing is typewriter ribbon.
Okay.
You know, is it still available?
Ah.
You know, I mean, it's something where it's almost like having a printer and they don't make that printer cartridge anymore.
I would think most people have it as a piece of
art.
Art. I mean, just, yeah, it's furniture. Yeah. It's on the coffee table. It doesn't work.
Yeah.
You have a piece of paper in it
that,
a long time.
That says I farted
yeah.
on it with the paper in there. You had a traveling one? You traveled around and would be typing at coffee shop? Look at me.
It was before I had a, like, this was like, you know, I mean, before laptops were ubiquitous and you wanted to type stuff up, I had one.
Okay.
And it was like a little, it had a case.
Yeah, you're kind of like a guy walking around with a guitar for no reason.
Yeah.
Talentless.
I'm in a band.
I didn't walk around with it. It was a travel one, but it never left my apartment. I didn't go like to coffee shops with it.
Oh, okay, because it made it sound like you were traveling around.
No, it's
around
just the size of it.
Shop.
I mean, there's different ones where it's like, it's just given the size of it, and it had a case, and I would just set it on the coffee table. I would sit. And I would
type stuff, yeah.
Well, because when you had to have stuff written up, you know, and it was like, all right, I don't have a printer, you know, so I'll just type it. And that was one of the things. I would handwrite stuff and then transcribe it.
So kids are buying typewriters and they're writing. They're learning to write. That's a lot of pressure. It's sort of like, you know, painting is a little bit of pressure, right? You get out that...
Uh-huh.
With actual paint, you know, not on an iPad, where each stroke is permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that fun?
That.
It's almost like a TikTok thing. Couples are doing this. Have
what
you seen
it?
This? Where they face each other and they each have a canvas and they paint each other. And like you time it like it's like an evening. So like you can't see. Like I'm sitting across from you, party.
Uh-huh.
You've got a canvas and you're painting me. I've got a canvas and I'm painting you. And then we have like the big reveal. It is hysterical because these are like couples that are like really trying to do it, you know, and so it never fails. Like the women are always like so thoughtful.
Yeah, and the men
like,
aren't,
and the guys are like stick figure with hair and boobs. Like it's just
the timer goes off and she's still working on like the shading of the eyebrows on his face. And he's done like, the entire body and he's already finished early. Like, I'm done, that's you.
He's just down in beers at
this
point.
That's pretty funny.
It is. You have to see it. So it was like this trend that was going for a bit. Like, I think it was last month. And it was all these couples.
I wonder if they do that at like Corky Canvas. Because that would be first. That would be first date thing.
That would be a great thing to do.
Because you remember how they talk about that bonding. You're staring at each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're seeing how well they...
Yeah, that would be fun. Yeah, they should do that if they don't already. Yeah, that's pretty
funny. I just
thought,
like, this is a total you and Wylene thing. Like, because you guys are fun like that. Like, there's no way I could get Peter to sit across from me.
You couldn't? You couldn't get him
there? I don't think so. I mean, I think maybe if I was like, this is the one and only thing I want for my birthday.
Yeah.
Is you and I sitting across from each other and painting.
Why don't you put up a couple's canvas, easels, in the Cuddle Cove version 2.0.
Okay.
And the second, in the outdoor Cuddle Cove.
Okay, the outdoor Cuddle Cove. And do paint stuff. I'm not an artist. I have no artistic ability.
Fun way to spend an evening. I mean, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, you know, like some of them are terrible. Some of them are funny. Who was it?
I can already hear the jokes.
And Danny Wahlberg and what's her name did it. Who's he married to? Jenny McCarthy?
Yeah.
They did it. And it was really, I mean, it's funny. Like there's like all sorts of like famous couples have been doing it where it's like this date night thing. And you sit across from each other and you paint each other and then ta-da.
So it's actually not drawing, it's painting then, right? With paint?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like a caricature. It's not like sitting at the mall.
Okay.
You're like, I made your teeth really big and your head huge, your body small, but I put a radio microphone by it and a tequila bottle because those are your interests.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a caricature, even though I'd like that. That'd be easier. I just didn't want to spend all the money.
Have you ever done that on vacation?
Yes.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yes. Who hasn't? Have you, Jeff? Tell me.
I've got one at home in the apartment.
Yeah.
What trip did you go on?
It was when we did our child trip to Hawaii.
Oh, so it's
what the
they
giant
make you?
Head. I'm on a surfboard.
Oh, really?
I'm surfing.
I want a picture of that.
Mm-hmm. And the guy gave all of us these big flowery eyes.
Yeah, they always do.
We have these giant doe eyes with just crazy eyelashes.
Why don't they?
I'm surfing off Oahu, and there's a hula skirt girl in the surf, and she's pinching my butt.
What? And I'm, his go-to. The artist's like, whatever, just phoning this in.
Yeah.
I've drawn that little hula girl a million times. You do have something like that. That's funny.
I have one
that
from
funny.
The first time I went to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
When I was a kid.
Same deal. Hula
Same
scoop.
Deal.
Okay.
Like, it's like me and, you know, I'm in my, you know, cool traveling clothes and there's like the Capitol and all this. I mean, it's again, like my big head. I still have it.
If you go down along the beachfront in Cozumel, that's the tourist trap every 5 feet. They're trying to get tourists to sit down and let them do that family funny photo. Mm-hmm. And they always had Spider-Man or whatever American reference.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what gets you in, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they think that we just
We're always horrified. We're like, no, just paint the surf.
That's like, all we want. So we don't have anyone in town that does that. I mean,
I bet we do.
I think there'd be someone in the old market just sitting
sure
there, right?
There are. I'm sure.
I bet there is.
Okay, I wouldn't mind getting Wylene and I to do one of those caricatures.
I'm sure there's also somebody walking around with a typewriter in a box like Molly.
Channel 94.1. Photogenic. Shoot. Molly, do you still have your traveling typewriter?
No, it didn't. It didn't survive after. I mean, and it's also like it really hunting down typewriter ribbon is like its own.
Its own thing.
I had it.
I've never had one, so.
I had kind of like a typewriter sort of thing in college because computers were just so expensive, and I just didn't, I didn't have one.
Okay. Well, you know how there's a whole bunch of people who love vinyl now?
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift obviously still embraces vinyl. She released the last album on vinyl. I would think it's the same troupe that would be into these getting a typewriter because they wanted to be an eclectic writer.
I think
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, I think so.
So it wouldn't be unwise to have a company that could kick them out. They can't be hard to make.
Yeah, they've already brought...
You can still get them. I mean, there's this place... So I live in Chicago, and there is a place where it is technology-free. Like, nobody's on their phones. You go in, and it is. I mean, it's a space where it's like they have typewriters, and you can write and stuff like that.
Welcome to Luddites.
Yeah, kind of. and it's packed. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've never actually gone in there. I've just gone by.
It's like a really long line, yeah, because they're like, we're having trouble processing orders because we're not having computers.
Look at that, Jeff. You can go on Amazon right now and buy all kinds of old typewriters.
And what do they do in that store, Molly? What do they do?
It's like a cafe. It's like a bar cafe. Imagine if you wanted to go and have some nibbles and maybe a glass of wine or some coffee and stuff like that.
And
just hang out and type or whatever. Like, people, I think, meet for writing groups there. I think people meet for book groups and stuff like that. But the whole idea is no phones allowed.
Okay.
There's no technology. All right. So, like, the minute you walk in, you're like, everything's on silent. The only thing that you're interacting with are typewriting machines and pens
and
paper.
And
they're like, oh, and by the way, it's also a cat cafe.
Yeah, meow.
Oh my God, then I would live there.
They're like, it's mainly a cat cafe.
I have not gone in, and there's a part of me that's just like, I don't want to tempt myself, because I know if I go in and like I get sucked into some sort of like cool group. My family will just go by the wayside. I'll be like, listen, I got to go hang out at the typewriter cafe.
How many words a minute can you type?
I don't even remember anymore.
Okay. I mean, do you guys even put your hands in typewriting formation?
I do. Always. Yes, I always have. Because I had to take, in my high school, we had to take typewriting class.
Yeah. We had to do keyboard. And I still.
Bro.
Did I say that out loud? I was typing like 45 words a minute.
A hunting pack.
Okay, you do the finger.
That's my son. It's really funny to watch the two kids and their different styles. My son is a hunt and pecker, but he's really fast at it. Like,
Jeff's super fast.
But I used to be able to once upon a time.
Oh, you did?
Close my eyes.
Okay.
And I knew the formation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is a kind of a cool feeling.
It is. I like the numbers. Like, I can do numbers, the number keypad.
That one's tough.
I can do that with my eyes closed, too.
I can see that a young generation would really get the vibe of the manual, the feel of the push.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's
of the
great.
Peck,
that
of the
sound.
Peck, of the peck, of the peck.
I mean, well, especially if we're going fast.
Tom Hanks he's a typewriter guy. Tom Hanks is. And he has, like, an app that recreates it. And you can download it. It's called, like, Hanks, Hanx. It's like a typewriter type of thing.
Typewriter sound?
Yeah, I think it's like a typewriter sound or like typewriter aesthetic.
So it feels like that vibe as you're just pecking on your phone.
There is something. Don't you guys get super particular, though, about keyboards? I think it's along that same line. Like, have you ever had like a keyboard where it's got like the big chunky... I hate those where they make the sound click, 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 click. You're just... I like the smooth...
The smooth sound. I like the smooth. Yeah, yeah, like
well, yeah, I mean, because we have kind of taken out the physicality in our tech, right?
Yeah, yes. There used to be something
less
sort
work.
Of lyrical about it. You know, mm-hmm. You would hear it. I mean,
There's nothing lyrical in a touchscreen.
No,
there's not actually. I hate it.
I mean, the only thing that we have equivalent would probably be that popping sound that some people do when they're texting, like that.
Yeah.
You know, where you can silence it, but like when you hear people. Packing out
away.
Something,
yeah.
You can hear the little pop, 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 pop.
Yeah, I bet you if you'd brought back the greatest writers and poets, they would be horrified that aspect is gone, that there's no art to it, or it's...
Yeah, it does it for you.
It's not
you.
A beautiful thing. We might be writing something beautiful, but there's nothing beautiful sitting on the subway pecking away on your phone, and we're all doing it.
Everyone's doing it, yeah. And then
and we've gotten so used to it, it doesn't make you sad anymore, but once upon a time, I used to look around and was like, this can't be good.
It's not. It's not.
You know, the unconnectedness, everybody's just lost
on
their...
It's just the way it is. It's weird.
They would probably think we're looking at calculators.
Yeah, I mean, even when you go to a beach or something like that, that's all anybody's doing. No one's looking out. They're just...
I mean, if I had the disposable income, I would totally get myself a typewriter.
A typewriter?
Just for fun. And just for, like, the kids to try out, because there is something very tactile about it and the sounds. I mean, don't you remember,
you don't really
like...
I need a disposable income. I'm looking at one for $34. I mean...
Why don't you talk to your sister wives or your prison husband? You don't have a disposable income.
I know. Listen to that. I can't spend... It's $34. There you go. So, come on,
some
Molly.
Monies.
And I'll write what's your name?
Channel 94.1. There's an old one from Taylor Swift.
On a typewriter. I'll write your name. I'll clock out your name. Clock out, clock, clock, clock.
Click, 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 click. Bing. Well, she says it, and she's like, who uses typewriters anymore? She comments on it because it's not hers. It's what do you mean?
Oh, it's her. Okay. How long did they even date?
I don't know. I think a fortnight. Like, that's the thing. I think that's what fortnight's about. I think it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I think that Matt Healy, the guy from the 1975,
yeah.
She was an absolute toxic nightmare.
Yeah, because remember, she broke up with the Irwin dude, the billionaire kid, and then immediately started dating that guy. And that lasted like a week or two. And then,
out of the slammer. First, I know what my first call is going to be. And that's who she called. I mean, you know, if you want to, like, put the lyrics together. But, like, I mean, she was fresh out of the slammer, called Matt Healy. They'd known each other from before. And then it was, like, sparked it all up. And it sounded like they
like a rebound boyfriend.
Yeah. Uh-huh. To get her through.
Yeah.
Those are fun, huh?
Yeah. Just to get them through a couple of days.
That's it. To heal
the
heart.
You're a salve. You're a hatch.
Yeah, fill the hole in the heart a little bit.
I think it's, like, to remind yourself that you're still lovable. I think that's why people do it.
Yeah, but it's mostly women that do the rebound.
Oh, liar.
No, it really is. I mean, it's easier for women to meet up with dudes than it is to dudes. When a dude is sad,
know that guys will take that call.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
It's a little...
Guys have girls on standby.
No.
Don't even.
No, we don't.
Party was saying an ex on standby.
Yeah, we don't. No, that doesn't happen. I mean, a guy who's brokenhearted is a sad guy. No woman wants to bed that.
A woman who's brokenhearted is a sad woman. I don't know. I know that you have this, like, vision of them just being these callous.
No, I don't.
That just, like, don't trash you and leave you?
No, don't put that in my mouth.
Don't put that smoke on me.
Yeah, no, I'm just being honest with you. You really think that guys just have some side piece for waiting for a breakup?
I think plenty of guys have side pieces. I think so, plenty of guys do, and plenty of girls do. I mean, I think if you're wired that way, I like to call it Tarzan dating. You don't let go of one vine until you have held on to another one. You're swinging through
most
the forest
do.
Of love.
Uh-huh.
So, you're not going to let go.
Every relationship is an overlap.
You grab
the next vine while you're holding on to the last and letting go.
Oh, and you're swinging for the jungle.
Yeah.
Just grabbing vines.
You know, Molly's grabbed a lot of vines. So, Tarzan dating. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah,
so,
you have.
You know, I don't know. I never really thought of that. Okay. All right, so we're going to get to what's trending coming up next. And by the way, Taylor Swift in London, we're giving that away. It's airfare, accommodation, spending money, 2 tickets to the show at Wembley in London. Go to channel94.com and get your name in the head.
Which should be an interesting show in London because the source material for this whole album, right?
Yeah, between those two
is
are
an
both
English
guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to be weird. I wonder if he goes to the show.
No.
What his friends are saying, like, dude, don't listen to the new album. Just don't. Okay. You're like, I already did. I'm so upset.
All right, what's trending, Molly? What do you got?
Man, if you're looking to get into a career, optometry might be the thing. Find out how many people are going to need glasses in the future.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.